I'm joined today by Mr. Mark Mitchell. Something to do with cars, I believe. Hello, Mark.
Hello, Andy. Hello.
Right, let's get this one out. So you sell cars, but it's a little bit, it's not just you have a garage. Let's just talk about what your day job is then.
My day job, Andy, is running a motor group just outside Chester. And we represent a number of different automotive names or brands, and we have the whole package really: sales, service, parts, marketing and finance, and 102 colleagues who work jolly hard and very jolly committed to all we're doing here. Yeah.
Wow. So that's a bit of a larger concern than I guess when we think of, oh, he's someone who sells cars.
It wasn't always like this, Andy, but yeah, that's where we're at at the moment. Yeah.
Cool. Okay, well, let's go back a bit. Where did this start from? What did you think? I fancy selling cars. Cars are interesting. Was it mechanics? How did you get into something that led to what you're doing now?
I was always encouraged at Sunday school, Andy, to try and work out what gifts God gives us and to put to good use. And when I was eight, and long before I knew the facts of life, I learned very quickly, if I put two hamsters in a cage and turn the lights down low and some very early Graham Kendrick on in the background, in just 16 days, this cage was full of 10 baby hamsters. And I was no rodent lover, but I just knew I could turn these pesky hamsters into cash in the school playground. So I don't have many gifts in life, but I have a gift of commerce, I believe, that God's given me. And that was my first business venture when I was eight. And then I learned about the facts of life. Yeah.
Excellent. No, I love that hamsters and the Graham Kendrick. Yes, very much so. How many hamsters were you responsible for making then?
Well, I worked this poor lady hamster really hard in 2-3 years before I got into pedal bikes. So, yeah, I mean, my hamsters got everywhere, all over the Wirral, really, which is a lovely peninsula. But, yeah, many Christian families had a Mitchell hamster in the house. Yeah.
I love that. That's brilliant. Okay, let's just come to your name, because on the screen it says DL.
Yes.
Which is not an acronym I would immediately associate with anything. It doesn't mean much to me. So just talk about the DL. What's that mean?
Well, every county in England and Wales has a Lord Lieutenant. And that individual, male or female, for hundreds and hundreds of years has been the personal representative of the king or indeed queen in the county when the monarch's not there. And each Lord Lieutenant's assisted by a group of Deputy Lieutenants, DL, Deputy Lieutenants. So we're really, our role is to represent King Charles, in my case, across Cheshire. Pleasingly, there are lots of people from all different walks of life who are DLs in each county, but a good number of Christian people as well who would see part of their work, part of their calling, as being involved with county commitments, and I do too.
Fab. So you're investing into not just, I guess, the town you live, but the county, which is amazing.
Yeah, there's just over 1 million people in Cheshire. There's 4,000 charities who do amazing jobs up front, but more often not behind the scenes, caring for people in Cheshire when a wheel's fallen off in their life. And it's wonderful. And it's also an opportunity to cheer people on who do amazing work behind the scenes that otherwise gets unnoticed. One of the great privileges, and it is for me to behind the scenes organize an invitation to a royal garden party at Buckingham Palace for a leading radio presenter in the East Yorkshire area, but alongside that, which is a lovely affirming thing to do for people who are doing tremendous work over many, many years in their communities, but also we'd award OBEs and MBEs and British Empire medals. Yes. The knighthoods are left to the team in London, but the other King's Awards are very often selected and decided upon locally at county level.
Cool. I did not know any of that. I know a mutual friend of ours, Deborah, she's been recently made a similar position. It was just, do you know, I've never heard, I didn't know this existed. This is really interesting and fascinating stuff to me.
Well, it's wonderful. And when the royal family visit Cheshire, you're there to greet them and host them on their visit, essentially the Lord Lieutenant, but often a deputy lieutenant would deputize for the Lord Lieutenant. So very special. And yeah, I find it a great honor. And it's a great opportunity for me as a Christian guy to try and present faith relevantly and credible across our county. Yeah.
Brilliant. Right, coming back to your day-to-day work, it's, you know, selling cars, servicing cars, all of that with dealership. I know you've got a few different marks of vehicle that you sell, but where does faith fit into what you do? I guess your approach to your colleagues, your team, your staff, to customers, all of that kind of thing. Where does faith fit into that for you?
It took me a long time through my late teens and 20s to appreciate that God calls us to all different walks of life. I think it's very easy in many churches to look on the wall and see a map of the world and see some amazing folk who are living sacrificially in the developing world with medical boxes and Bibles under the other arm, perhaps, and exercise in faith. And it is easy, I think, for a younger person to think they're giving God second best by being here and not in a caring profession like nursing, medical world or teaching, but in the world of business. But I was inspired in my mid-late 20s by two key individuals who convinced me that I could serve God in the business world. And having read economics at university and the other side of Yorkshire at Leeds, Andy, I went on to join the motor industry. And it's a fast-paced industry. It's exciting. On a good day, it can be glamorous. On a bad day, it's not. But essentially, it deals with people. And I shouldn't admit this on air, should I really? But I'm not a car nut. I'm not a petrol head as such. But I love people. And I enjoy leading my teams across our businesses. And I enjoy encountering many of our 20 plus thousand customers I see throughout the year. So in recent years, it's become clearer to me that, you know, we occupy a platform whereby we are meeting people who wouldn't normally meet Christians. And we have a big Christmas carol event at Chester Cathedral, and 1,200 customers come and hear, sometimes the first time, the Christmas message. Wow. each December. We do lots of things during the year that really try and help folk make sense of life and put a faith perspective on the journeys we're all on.
I love the fact that when Jesus went and got his 12 disciples, I love that he used fishermen who are hardworking, grafting people, earning a living, and through earning a living, doing exactly what you just talked about, is sharing who they are with other people through what they do. And that is exactly what I've just heard you say.
Well, next Monday, we have a church from Warrington visiting. There's 20 fellas, and the expectation is each fellow would bring a friend, often from outside the church. We've got 40 coming for a Men and Motors evening.
Awesome.
So we'll take them for a real behind-the-scenes tour of our different businesses here in Chester. We'll get some exciting cars out for the boys to drive and experience, perhaps for the first time. And then we'll have a little tour, and then end up in the boardroom, perhaps with a Chinese meal and a few beers. And the leader then will tease out some of these issues we're perhaps talking through today to try and encourage other men to make sense of life and understand to a degree God's calling on their lives as well. So they're great fun evenings, Men and Motors. Yeah.
That sounds very, very good. I'm too far
away.
Not sure
I can handle 40 girls doing the same thing, but this works with fellas, and it's good for me as well.
Hey, but that's fine. We've each got a calling, haven't we? And yes, yours is Men in Motors. Women in Motors may not be for you, but it could be somebody else's thing.
Yes. My wife, Anita. Yeah.
There you are. We all need to do what God's calling us to do, which I think is a really important message, which I always love to say to people. What is God asking you to do? Because I always say this as well. We're each of us, I believe, made not just on purpose, but with purpose. Therefore, we have value. Therefore, God has got a plan for our lives. No matter where we're at or where we've come from, there is something for us to do in this great fabric of life to make other people's lives a little bit better. And I think we can all do that. And I love how you're doing that through things like Men in Motors.
You've got it.
So give us something that defines your business then a little bit different. I suppose your approach to business, where might you be different from another business doing something similar because of faith? Where does it change, I guess, how you influence how you do stuff?
My father was head of HR at a very well-known chocolate company called Cadbury's, Andy. And his job really was to ensure the 5,000 people working at the Cadbury's business, the factory up here in the Northwest, was well run and had it talented and committed colleagues. And so I learned a lot of this from my father, but it became very clear to me that leading a team of over 100 people, I was going to be responsible for their success at home as well as at work. And so overlay that with one of my favorite Ten Commandments about keeping Sunday special, keeping the Sabbath holy. We've never opened our businesses on a Sunday. Now, this meant in one case that in the very early days, we had to walk away from a particular car manufacturer, which was our only dealership at the time, because they insisted that we would trade 7 days a week and not miss a single opportunity to market one of their cars. But I was always very committed to being a 6 day rather than a 7 day business. In fact, on all our paperwork and our signage and our front doors and our websites, we got Monday to Saturday opening hours, and Sunday we don't have the work closed, we have at home with the family.
I love that.
I really want my colleagues to be the best husbands, the best wives, the best fathers, best mothers they can be. And having a Tuesday off and working a Sunday doesn't really make that happen. So we've always been a 6 day a week business, and that's a real standout thing in our industry. In fact, 20 years ago, when we had this difficult decision to make in many respects, everyone else was 7 days. But a lot of automotive firms are now saying people want a greater work-life balance. They want a different perspective. And a good number are following us now, perhaps for different reasons than us, but they're making the same business decisions too, which I think God would approve of. And so there are 6 days a week for coming to talk cars, having your car serviced, MOT'd, replacing your car. But I think Sunday's a day off. I'm not here to legislate over the professions, Andy. We need firemen working on Sundays, obviously. Hospitals open on Sundays, police officers Sundays, et cetera, but I think when it comes to cars, 6 days is enough. So that's one of our differentiators. There's a very strong pastoral safety net here, so people do generally get cared for. I'm perhaps the closest many of my colleagues would get to being a church leader or a vicar or a pastor, a minister. So we do generally care for them. We have a lovely holiday home in North Wales where each one of our team can go and have a complimentary holiday once a year in Snowdonia. It's a lovely setting, a lovely place. And that's one thing we do, which is a little bit different. We also have an extra half day in the winter and half day in the summer. So although you might have rounds of holidays, you'll never miss Johnny being dressed as a shepherd in the nativity play at school or see Flossie do the egg and spoon at school sports day in the summer. So we're very keen for people to be successful at home as well as at work. Yes.
Which definitely comes across. I don't usually do this, but I did go on your Facebook page and I went through some of the reviews that I could find. And I think there was a theme that came out of all of it, which was you're more than just somebody selling me a car or fixing my car. There's the kind of thing that I was seeing where people saying you're investing more in the person and not just their ability to give you money for a new car or a used car or a repaired car. And the one thing I seemed to find was the desire for you and all your staff to actually invest into people just a little bit above and beyond just let's have a transfer of money for something to change.
No, if that's very transactional, that's very representative of our sector. So to be different in our sector is not as difficult as it might seem, and certainly compared to other sectors. But yeah, we have unusually a team of 5 people in customer care. And I'll often have a colleague pop down to my office, first floor, and say, I've just heard that Mrs. Taylor's lost her husband, and I'll send a bereavement card out with a scripture on. We mark anniversaries well. We love wedding anniversaries. So there's often flowers and a handwritten card from me, which is quite a big job with 20,000 customers. but it's so important for me.
Yeah.
And I'm still, Andy, I'm still, just so I have to as a young boy, I'm at Christmas writing to Uncle Billy and Auntie Joan, thanking for the £10 note to my Christmas card. I'm still writing thank you letters to every customer. And this month we're talking to each other. There's well over 300 for me to send out, personalized with 2 or 3 sentences on each individual letter. So that's time consuming, but I think it's what I'm supposed to do. And it makes for a much more exciting and valuable legacy than just something that's transactional.
Which comes back to what you said at the beginning of this, where you love people. And in some ways, you act a bit like, for your staff particularly, sort of a vicar or a priest or a minister, because you're actually there to not just say, do this, but you're actually doing it. And I think one of the things I love as Christians is our example, what we physically do, our actions, that really defines a lot of who we are. And I'm loving how you're investing into your team, but also people who are, I guess I would word it as they're more than just a customer.
Oh, hugely. Yes. I don't want to sound cheesy because some people want nothing more than a transaction. But most people, when you dig deeper, want to get to know you and see where your values are. And people love value-driven businesses, things that are occasionally black and white rather than grey. The Bible's very clear about stewardship. And as our business has grown, I learned the whole issue of tithing or giving God 10% of my very meager first business venture when I was a very young man. But we've been obedient to that. And that's meant that we can get excited about food banks and cap centers and all manner of exciting projects in our area that inspire and envision us. So, yes, we love to be engaged, and we love our customers to come and tell us how we can stand alongside them in some of their small ventures as well.
Which is brilliant. So I'm just thinking about the day-to-day kind of selling cars. I know you've got different marks of cars. So what vehicles are you actually selling? Because I don't like to look too closely, otherwise I can answer your questions for you. So are you selling new cars, I'm guessing, and from whom are you selling?
We deliver, and we don't use the word sell, actually, and this will make you smile. People purchase cars from us. We don't sell cars. They make a decision to purchase a car from us.
I like that.
We deliver about 1,000 new cars a year and 1,500 nearly new cars a year. And we represent three brands. We represent Lexus, which is the premium brand within the Toyota family. We represent Skoda, which for certain folk of a certain age might remember some of the very early jokes, but
not going
Skoda
there.
Skoda is an amazing part of the Volkswagen family, and essentially the Skoda brand is a Volkswagen or Audi product. And then we represent Mazda as well, Mazda cars. And perhaps the Mazda car we all know and love most is the MX-5 sports car with the roof down, the wind in our hair on a sunny day. Yeah.
Cool. Okay. Do you still get involved with customers who walk in, or is it you literally now are just kind of responsible for your team and your staff?
Oh, yeah. I just before we started speaking, Andy, had my email from Heather, and Heather sends each one of the 102 colleagues in the business a list of who's visiting tomorrow. So we have 87 guests in the business tomorrow that arrive at any time between 8 o'clock and about 5 o'clock, maybe for a brake light bulb, maybe for a new gearbox in a very old car. But they're visiting our service teams in the business. We serve complimentary bacon sandwiches between 8 and 10. We have beautiful customer lounges where people can relax and sometimes go to sleep and nod off on a warm afternoon. And I will pop past one of our first floor lounges every hour and see a different group of 12 faces, many of whom I recognize. But the benefit of knowing today what's happening tomorrow is that I can pick the phone up to maybe half a dozen people, maybe who've got a bit on their plate at the moment, maybe who've had some sadness in their life, maybe got some excitement in their life, and I can let them know I know they're coming in, which is quite touching. And often they'll put their head through my open door in the boardroom at the end of the first floor here. Yeah. Yeah, but I'm up and at it. Saturday's lovely because there's not the grown-up stuff doing a Saturday, so we can be out and about and around the business. And we offer a complimentary car wash to our customers every Saturday for the rest of their lives, as long as they're in an ongoing relationship with us with our service teams. I got the idea from a Lexus business in Los Angeles, and these cars are so reliable and so well built, you don't see a customer from year to year. So I thought, how can we see our customers more frequently? And so we have something called Wash and Go with a 30-minute turnaround and a donut and a coffee on a Saturday morning. We have 16 people working specifically to clean cars on a Saturday. And last Saturday, we washed 217 cars in 4 hours, which is a kilometer bumper to bumper. It's quite a spectacle. Great way to stay in touch with people. No one brings a checkbook or gets the debit card out. It's just a great way of seeing people throughout the year and getting to know them better.
Which again comes back to your thing about loving people, because we can serve people in so many different ways, right? There is so much we can do, whether we're running a business or a radio station, whatever, that there are things that we can do to invest into others' lives to make them better. And I'm loving hearing how your faith impacts your daily life and how it can actually influence so many more people, 20,000 customers. I mean, they're all being influenced in some very gentle way with a free car wash. Who doesn't like a free car wash?
There are also more direct ways, because as you're getting older, Andy, you realize that time is limited. And I had to write to a significant number of customers about a decision I made about Sunday trading. And I might say I was bold enough. Perhaps that's not something I should say. But it's not something to expect in a letter from your local car business. I quote a lovely scripture from the Old Testament, which is 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 30. And that verse is, "He who honors God, God will honor." And I was hanging on to that scripture verse for the decision I made about walking away on a Sunday. You know, our Christmas carols are very upfront. There's gentle reading of an engaging nature in our customer lounges here. So in no way do we shy away from talking about faith. But as long as it's done sensitively and relevantly and credibly, that's where I'm at. That's what I'm happy with.
Normalizing conversations around Christianity is my biggest passion, whether I've been at the front of a Christingle with 800 people or on a radio show. I love talking about Christianity in a really normal way, because to me, following Jesus is the most normal thing in the world, and I don't need to shout about it because it's already good enough. Does that make sense?
Yes, utterly.
So that's where I come from. Mark, thank you so much. I've loved this. I haven't even hardly touched the questions that someone sent me for you, but just give us, how can people get hold of you and the car dealership that you run? Is there a central website for that?
There is, actually. Yes. Our business is called Mitchell Group, Andy. And, you can contact us through the group website, or it's a bit more personal. My personal email is m.mitchell@mitchellgroup.co.uk. I'd love to hear from some of your listeners. But it's wonderful what you're doing, Andy, trying to make sense of life.
Thank you.
On the airwaves, all the way in East Yorkshire. It's wonderful you're getting such a wide mix of folk coming into your studio world. And just sharing life's experiences with them, because life is tough. Hmm. And I think, honestly, for people my children's age, your children's age, perhaps, it's even tougher. And I don't know where we'd be without our walk with the Lord, really, and the need to be cheered on by Christian mates, which I do regularly on the receiving and giving end, and just also having these daily pointers to often verses of scripture where life looks tricky, but when you pray it through and talk it through with someone, there are some very clear and very positive outcomes. So thank you for having me on the show. It's been great talking about many things, not cars necessarily. We talked about culture and values and faith, but they're the things that drive us through life. Yeah, thank you.
You're very welcome. It's been lovely talking to you and finding out about somebody else who is not just doing a job, but bringing who they are as a Christian and their faith into the world that they are able to influence, but in a gentle, loving way. And everything you're saying, I'm seeing through what you're saying, how people are receiving that, because you're not saying you need to do this. You're just saying, this is who I am. This is how I work. And the positive benefit to that, which is brilliant. And it's so encouraging to hear from someone in the motor industry. Having worked in the car auctions for a few years back in the day, I understand some portions of it from a different perspective, and it can be difficult and stressful and all those things, but I'm loving how you're approaching it, which is fantastic. So thank you so much for your time today. And if you want to know more about Mark, then you can go and look at the Mitchell Group on the internet, and you can find out more about what he does and how he operates, and maybe, go and see him if you need to. Thank you, Mark, so much for your time.
Thank you, Andy. Thank you.
Pure 24/7 Radio is listener supported, which means we are free, online and always pure because of the generous support of our listeners. If you would like to contribute financially, please visit pure247radio.org. If you'd like to find out how we use your money, please visit the Our Cost section. Any donation of any size will help keep us on air and broadcasting for free. Thank you.